I consume the news every day, and every day it sets my nervous system a little bit on fire. For me, and this is just me, by the way, I feel compelled to bear witness to what goes on in our world, for good or bad. Lately, it's felt like a lot of bad. And yet when I look out my window and see two ponies play fighting with each other and then clown around bucking to express their joy and connection, I'm instantly in tune with my own happiness. Nature is beautiful. I just got a great email from a friend celebrating a win. Another one comes from a client who just had a big breakthrough. I'm recording a podcast about happiness and doing it with pure joy in my heart because I love to tell these stories. Then it happens. The guilt creeps up from the backside of my brain, that gnawing little voice saying, "Look around you. How can you be happy in this mess? You should not be happy right now." Confusion arises in my body. Coherence is shattered. Has this happened to you? Here's what I know. Happiness is not a moral failure during crisis. It's not denial. It's not disrespect to suffering. Happiness is a regulatory state, a resource, a stabilizer, just like rest. And if I remind myself of that, if I remind myself that it is okay to be happy, even now, then I can be happy. The human nervous system is not designed for sustained alarm. Chronic exposure to crisis without relief leads to allostatic load. That's the wear and tear from never coming down. Joy, pleasure, beauty, and calm are not indulgences. They are reset signals. Happiness, my friend, is not the opposite of grief. It is what makes grief survivable. Neuroscience shows that regulated nervous systems make better decisions, respond more accurately, show more empathy, not less. Guilt-based happiness suppression doesn't help the world. It just burns out the people who care the most. So let's take a walk out into the pasture and absorb some wisdom from the herd. You might notice that all the horses except one are standing peacefully. Most of them are facing away from the wind, and actually, they're almost all facing exactly the same direction. Their eyes are mostly closed. Horses don't sleep the way we do. They surface every few seconds. You'll notice weight shifting on the back legs. A few of them even have a back leg cocked and a back hip cocked. That is a horse's way of being completely relaxed. Breaths come easily. Ears are relaxed backward, indicating the horses have gone inside. If you look closely, it may remind you of seeing a group of humans meditating. I call this equine zenzing. My herd does it often. They tune into themselves, to nature, to the gentle breeze, to the rumbling of their full bellies, the gentle music of a songbird singing from a post just over there. When horses are zenned out, some important things happen. Digestion improves, muscles soften, immune function stabilizes. Happiness does this in humans too. Joy is not escapism, it's maintenance. That one horse over there, she's fully awake and notes our presence. She's the guardian of the herd right now. She is the one who is trusted to carry the nervous system load to notify everyone if something dangerous is afoot and needs attention. We are not danger, but she has her eye on us anyway. It's only good stewardship, after all. Occasionally, we have to take that role too. I will tell you, however, if we come out here tomorrow, likely a different horse will be playing the part of the guardian. It's okay to take a break from that role for yourself. Let's take a seat in the grass and feel the earth below us. The same earth that is under every other being on this planet. The breeze gently ruffles our hair and we become aware of ourselves. In this moment, I would like to point out there is a clover starting to bloom from a place in the pasture that has been damaged during the process of feeding the horses last winter. It seems odd that a flower would choose to bloom there, but it does. This is because a flower does not scan the horizon for catastrophe before blooming. If it has light, water, nutrients, it blooms. Not to mock the broken landscape, but because blooming is how life keeps going. Happiness works the same way. Thank you for hanging out with me today. Stay in the pasture as long as you would like. Return here if you need to anytime. I'll see you in the next episode.